AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More details are being released by the Justice Department from last month's search of former President Donald Trump's estate in Florida.
The documents show a grouping of classified information, including at the top secret level, along with more than 10,000 non-classified government records that were also at the home.
The AP's Eric Tucker reports there were also folders with classified banners, but nothing inside. Classified information, including some at the top level, was found stashed in boxes at the home and mixed among newspapers, magazines, clothing, and other personal items. Employers did a healthy amount of hiring last month and might have done enough to help fight inflation. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The economy added 315,000 jobs, down from 526,000 in July. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7%, but that's an encouraging sign that more Americans are looking for work. Employers have been urgently looking for them and paying them more, which in turn typically leads to higher prices, thus feeding inflation. The Federal Reserve's been aggressively boosting interest rates in a bid to slow hiring. CFRA researcher Sam Stovall says this report is what the Fed wanted.
Maybe the Fed will not have to be as aggressive.
Which he says will also reassure investors nervous about another big rate hike this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says aid for Ukraine is running out. President Biden is asking Congress for more than $13 billion in additional aid. The families of two military veterans from Alabama who are missing in Ukraine met virtually with federal government officials and Ukraine's ambassador. A man in Florida has been charged with leaving dead animals on three separate occasions at the memorial for the 17 victims of the Parkland School massacre. This is AP News. Launch is set for tomorrow for a rocket to the moon at the Kennedy Space Center.
NASA is counting down towards its second attempt to launch its new moon rocket, the most powerful ever built by NASA. Fuel leaks and a bad engine sensor foiled Monday's try. Speaking on NASA TV, NASA's Jeremy Parsons says they are optimistic for this Saturday's launch.
If the conditions with weather and the hardware align, we'll absolutely go. And we have the right team at kind of the right time. So, and those statistics, right? Those probabilities go way up if we get two attempts off before the end of this window.
NASA says they fixed the leaks and will work around a faulty sensor for the launch.
This is a test flight, right? And so while I feel very good about our procedures, when you look the team in the eye, they're ready. We can't control the weather. And so on any given day, you know, there is risk that we'll be able to get off.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The college football playoff to determine a national champion will be expanding from 4 to 12 teams. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.